Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Dozens of Springfield-area residents are calling for an overhaul of the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office. They spoke at the county board meeting Tuesday night. During the 3.5-hour-long public comment period, many speakers said the department's hiring practices should be investigated. The meeting comes a little over a month after Sonia Massey was shot and killed by a former sheriff's deputy. Margarita Foltz is marrying into Massey's family.
If our Sangamon County deputies and law enforcement agencies don't walk the streets, go door to door, build community, and get to know who we are, of course they don't know we're having a mental crisis.
Sheriff Jack Campbell announced last week that he will retire from his post by the end of this month amid growing calls for his resignation. In a statement, he blamed what he calls the current political climate. Just 5 days from the start of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, protesters are still fighting for more space to demonstrate. My colleague Michael Buente reports pro-Palestinian groups submitted applications to the city for a march and rally near the United Center months ago, but some of their requests are still up in the air. Protesters are appealing a federal judge's ruling this week, limiting a route north of the convention to just 1 mile in length. Organizer Hatem Abudeya says there won't be enough space to accommodate the thousands he expects to participate.
We've said it over and over again. The route is not long enough to accommodate all the protesters.
The city also has yet to approve allowing pro-Palestinian groups access to Union Park for a rally next week. Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration is laying the groundwork to push out Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez. That's according to two sources who spoke with WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times. Martinez's departure, which has not been finalized, would come after he stood up to the mayor's office and Chicago Teachers Union leaders over how to address a massive budget deficit. It also comes amid increasing tense contract negotiations with the teachers union. Johnson's office declined comment, and CPS officials didn't immediately comment. Chicago Public School officials say the teachers' union is proposing a contract that would result in a deficit of nearly $3 billion, which would be a whole more than five times their current projections. That price tag includes raises, as well as demand for more librarians, art teachers, and other staff. CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates said making the contract sound unaffordable is an old, worn-out strategy.
For far too long, the school district has said, we ain't got it. Well, we're saying you better get it. And I don't care who giving it.
At a public bargaining session Tuesday, the CTU and CPS agreed the state should provide more money, but that hasn't happened. The CTU also wants CPS to agree to pursue other revenue options. A look at weather. Sunny and warm. We'll reach a high near 88 degrees. Overnight showers are possible, and tomorrow occasional showers and possibly thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.